Like I said before, man, we want to do what we win. I mean, obviously running the ball is a great indicator of who's managing the game and who's controlling the game. But at the end of the day, the goal is to win the game. So whether it's run or pass, we just want to do what wins.
Yeah, it was good to see Alfred get 100 yards last week. I mean, that can help a runner's confidence, right? He cracked the 100 mark.
Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, the more he touches the ball, the more comfortable he gets in the game and the more runs that he tends to break.
Biggest thing is just, you know, learning about the process. You know, we got a lot of older guys that's been around the league for a long time, like, you know, Hatch, and I'm lucky to have a guy like that that's right beside me that I can learn different tricks and little things from him to help me get ready for Sundays.
What's the biggest thing you learned from the veterans?
Hot yoga, man. You know, and, me and Hatch, we started this week one, and, you know, we went all the way to, like, week 12, you know, every Tuesday, just hot yoga, just getting the body ready, pumping out the swelling and stuff like that.
How exciting is it to be in the playoffs, your first rodeo, as you mentioned?
It's great, man. It's a exciting feeling. But at the same time, you know, just kind of keep it mellow because, you know, what's in stake. You know, it's a one-game season, and you got to focus up on it.
Proud are you of the O-line and what they did without your absence and Josh Larivas and now stepping aside and letting you back in there?
Yeah, you know, Josh did a great job. Such a good guy and a good player. And, you know, I appreciate all the hard work that he put in and the rest of the guys. They really had a good season to date. So, hopefully, with me back in there, we can keep it going.